What's up, Creamers? It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
Hello. I brought a sword to the dance floor to cut a rug.
And we're joined with a romance novel author and professional wrestling artist.
There we go.
Yeah,
professional wrestling artist, Stella Shelton.
Stella Shelton, you're a romance author and wrestling fan art creator.
And we're going to talk to Turkey Leg Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
Most people want to help other people. Who in this room would like to bomb somebody? Not one person. How many people want to help other people? Yeah, that's right. That's humanity. Why don't we start acting like human beings?
Love is in the air when we tell one-minute romance stories about AEW's best and brightest. Our souls are Tongan death-gripped as we recite our haikus from Haku, our Haku haikus. You're half man and half beast. Is that supposed to impress me? Man, my fist will swell your face. You'll be the John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2026, the year of super kicks? And as always, we leave a Game Boy Micro sized of room for cream. All that on this episode
of a Wrestle.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah?
Have you watched any wrestling in this past week?
Not really. I watched Monday Night Raw. And nice. I watched a couple other random things on YouTube, and that's what I think I'm going to start doing, is just watching more matches that show up on my YouTube, because all these companies just put up old matches I've never seen. Not old, but like early 2000s. I'm not saying like way back.
Sure.
But like Ring of Honor puts up stuff, which I guess is AEW, but whatever. WWE Vault, like I've talked about a million times. So I think that's how I'm going to start watching wrestling more.
That's cool. I mean, you do.
Except for this Saturday when I watch Backlash.
Have you watched more Mystery Wrestling?
No, I want to, though.
I watched a show. I guess it would be on this match count. I was telling Russell Ruggs about it, and he was
Russell Ruggs.
This is the best thing I've ever seen. But I'm exaggerating. He really liked it. I don't know if it was the best thing he's ever seen.
It's top, but yeah.
But it was, I watched the one that had like the Teletubbies versus the Power Rangers.
Oh, of course. That one. Classic match.
Yeah, I was really rooting for the Teletubbies, but unfortunately the Power Rangers took them down.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Sorry, Stella, if you were going to watch it.
Oh, yeah. You totally ruined that for me.
Yeah, well, I wish I could take it back, but I can't.
He likes doing it with movies, too. He likes spoiling movies.
You know, I was rooting for the Teletubbies, so.
It's the best choice.
It could always be a rematch.
Evo Uno is the booker, and I could tell, because he also does the commentary, that he did not expect the people in the audience to want the Teletubbies to win, because he didn't know any of their names or anything. And then everybody was rooting for the Teletubbies, and I think he was surprised by that, because he was like, oh, they know, they like the Teletubbies, and then the Teletubbies lost, and I feel like if he would have known that, maybe they would have won.
He would have went the other way?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
But his guest commentator knew all.
He could do it again.
So it was okay.
Do you know all the Teletubbies?
I will say Evil Uno did know Tinky Winky.
Do you know the rest?
Teletubbies, yeah.
I believe you. I don't think Hot Joe knows all the Teletubbies.
Tinky Winky, Dipsy, La La, Poe.
That was a trap. We knew you knew.
Me and my siblings had like their stuffed animals. When I was a kid.
I watched it. I remember, I feel like it was...
It was definitely...
I was just a little too old. Like I was getting to that age where I watched those kind of shows, but then... That was the one like I would make fun of with my friends, but I would still like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the characters, the design or whatever.
Custard that they're eating. They eat this like weird orange custard. I don't know what it was.
Their vacuum cleaner. Tubby. Huh? Okay, so. It
was Tubby custard, and then there was the Nunu, which was the little vacuum cleaner.
Oh my god! I forgot about that.
And then if it would vacuum the wrong thing, they would say naughty Nunu.
That's awesome. I'm glad you know all this.
Let's
stuff.
Just do a Teletubby podcast.
Yeah.
Because I'm in now.
Yeah.
What about the son being a baby? That was weird.
Baby son is all grown up now. And people are like mourning the fact that baby son is grown up because it makes him feel old.
I saw that.
Fair. Yeah.
That's what happens as you get I think I'm the oldest. As the oldest person ever, everything makes you feel old.
Well,
I'm probably the oldest. Oh, but okay. We can go there. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah. My little sister watched it. That's how I knew about it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. See, because you had.
Sure.
All right. I'm putting the pieces together.
But
Teletubbies.
I watched Dynamite Collision, and then I watched the first night of New Japan's pro wrestling Domomagato.
Dantaku.
And then I watched the main event of the second one, and I watched the trios match with Will Ospreay when he won. Him and the other United Empire guys won the never open weight six man tag belts.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have? And
not me.
I will say that my match of the week is from one of those two New Japan shows.
Really? The first night?
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I knew that.
I mean, I guess there's not a lot of choices in the second one. And then I think that's it. What about you, Stella? Did you watch any wrestling this past week?
So I watched Dynamite on Wednesday nights, and I was visiting my parents, so they actually watched it with me, which was interesting because they're not fans. Well, it was actually went really well. They kept asking me questions, and that's cool. I loved it.
Of course. What kind of questions were they asking?
Well, my dad goes, "Who did that guy's face paint?" He was talking about Darby Allin, and then he goes,
"I figured
that guy in the cutoffs and leotards." That's funny. They were saying stuff like that. And then so like Brody King and Darby Allin came out, for the main event. And they go, "That guy is twice the size of the other guy."
That's funny.
So they just, they had questions and they just kept pointing out very obvious things. But I think they were actually a little bit entertained. And I've convinced them to go to an indie show with me when they can visit me.
Good job.
I think that's the way to sell people on wrestling is if the watching part, obviously on TV is good, but if they show that little bit of interest or curiosity, like you were saying, you go, "Oh, let me take you to an indie show." And then I think that sells everybody on it. They might not watch it every week or whatever, but they at least have a new respect for it or appreciation or whatever.
Yeah. And I go to a lot of indie shows personally here in DFW, Texas. We have great indie shows here. So if you're ever here, I mean, we have the best shows.
Okay.
And, but I told him it's different in person because you can heckle the wrestlers and it's an interactive, immersive experience. As entertaining as it is to watch it on TV, being there in person, there's just nothing like it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
The being a part of the audience is what makes it so fun, and doing chants and things like that. I was at this Chicago New Japan show where Jack Perry, it was right after they showed that CM Punk footage, and it was in Chicago. And then I'm like, "Oh my God, the crowd is going to be insane for when Jack Perry comes out." And it was one of my favorite crowd, being a part of a crowd thing, because they were just so anti-Jack Perry. It was fun. Jack Perry. Yeah, I like the little guy. I think he's a cutie.
Yeah, but that's part of the fun.
Yeah, he's right.
Jungle Boy?
Of course, he's adorable.
Yeah.
He was adorable. Now he's...
pants.
He's like a stage one evolution. Like, there's something... We got to get to the next thing.
No offense, but I think I would be a better authority on whether he's a cutie or not.
Okay, fair enough. You are, because of your romance noveling.
Yeah, exactly.
I know a cute boy when I see one.
And also, it's two against one.
Who said what? Two against one on what?
I think he's a cutie too.
He is.
He was.
He's one of our best.
I'm so glad he has his song back. I didn't like it when the song was taken away.
I know. And then he had some stupid song for a minute, right? Some orchestral song.
Well, and he was the scapegoat. And I went and saw him when he came to Arlington, and he was scapegoat, But there was none of the.
That's what I want.
That's this.
I thought he would go back, and I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
I didn't think they could make that work, and it does. To go back to that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It's very, I'm glad they do it again. But yeah, fucking Sam knows Luchasaurus, right, Sam?
We've met once.
Oh.
Yeah, we've met before.
Awesome.
Well, I don't know if we're friends necessarily, but we met once.
Not what I heard, man.
That me and Luchasaurus were friends?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
I can't say.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not friends.
Wow, you hate. Why do you? What did he do that you don't like him?
Oh, you don't. Okay, I didn't know if I. Did I tell you this before?
I'll say it again. Kidding. You don't have to say it on the show, but I was just joking. Oh,
I don't care. No. We watched Lucha Underground a lot. Let me start that again. My wife and I watched a lot of Lucha Underground after we first saw him. As you all know, big wrestler in a dinosaur mask, right up my alley. Perfect deal. And she likes the same kind of thing, so that was good. So then we went there, and we got our pictures with him, and I don't know if we got an autograph or whatever, but whatever. We got to meet him. He was very nice and cool. And then we posted the pictures on Instagram, and then he messaged my wife tells me like a day or two later, like, hey, Luchasaurus wants to be my friend. And I'm like, what?
Aww.
And she's like, oh, he messaged me or whatever. I'm like, oh, he's trying to have sex with you. And she's like, no. And then like the next day, she's like, yeah, he was trying to have sex with me.
What?
But not like overly aggressive or in a rude way.
Not like in a pestering way.
It was like, right? Hey, if you ever come out to LA or wherever that you, whatever, if you ever come out to California where I'm at, you could stay at my place. And it's like, well, I mean, no wonder
he's not your friend.
Well, I mean, he didn't do anything wrong, I guess.
Sliding into your wife's DMs. Trying stuff with her, that's not...
Yeah, but she's... I know how she is.
You know what part of it probably is? He's 65 million years old, and you know how old people are with phones.
Yeah,
he probably didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't. I mean, whatever.
So
I like Jungle Boy more. I like Jungle Boy more.
Is Luchasaurus in one of the... Is he in the wheel for the game we're doing today? Because I would love to hear a love story about him.
No, but...
Dang it.
I can... not edit this. Yes, I can.
Yes. Okay, put that guy in there. Please.
Wait, what's his name? Or is it Luchasaurus again?
Yeah, he's not Killswitch anymore.
I don't know if I spelled it right.
I don't know if he could be a protagonist if he's trying to be a wife stealer.
Hmm.
Oh, we were only dating at the time, so it's okay.
Protagonist in my book.
Is it U.S.? I don't know how to spell Luchasaurus.
S-A-U-R...
I got that.
I wonder, did he
send
her a photo of his face?
Just U.S.
Oh, sorry, just U.S.? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No photos were exchanged as far as I know.
Okay.
But if I knew, I would tell you, I promise.
Well, it's okay.
Anyway.
But yeah, so besides that, he's great.
Well, Creamers...
Creamer.
We're going to play a game with our guest here, Stella Shelton. But before that, we've got an ad read from one Sammy Daddy. Daddy, take it away.
All right. Ready?
Ready.
Hello, small humans and medium to large-sized humans as well. Are you dry? Too dry? It's a medical embarrassment. I'm Sammy Daddy, and my skin is like a desert sometimes. I can barely a slip and a slide. That's why I use Properspirant. Most people want to be dry. Those people are cowards. Sammy Daddy knows the truth. You need the moisture. You need the slick. Why be dry? You're sitting there bone dry like a piece of old toast. It's pathetic. You need Properspirant for the three pillars of modern living. One, frictionless hallway travel. Have you ever tried to slide down the hallway on your stomach? If you're dry, you stop, you squeak. It's humiliating for everyone. With Properspirant, you become a human sled. Trust the glide and trust me, Sammy Daddy. Number two, thermal evidence. How will your boss know you've been working hard if your shirt isn't fucking soaked? If Sammy Daddy isn't dripping, Sammy Daddy isn't winning. I'll tell you. Properspirant ensures you look like you just climbed out of a warm soup, even right after napping. Number three, the grip strength paradox. Want to escape a handshake? You can't if your palms have traction. Use Properspirant to turn your hands into two eels. Slide right out of those social obligations. Sammy Daddy does it at every wedding. Sammy Daddy slips. How it works. It's a simple three-step system. Step one, apply the Properspirant to your pits, your eyelids, and behind the knees. Step two, count to or wait 3 minutes. Step three, leak. It's efficient, it's salty, it's the only choice for a wet boy like me, Sammy Daddy. So don't wait for humidity, you idiot. Create the humidity. Go to our digital portal at www.drip-boy-swamp-skin.com/Sammy-Daddy and enter the code MESOWET for a free 4-ounce tube of Properspirant Healing Gel. Must apply Properspirant Healing Gel once a day to avoid rashes and or death. Properspirant. Get wet. Stay wet. I'm Sammy Daddy, and I'm having a hard time holding the slippery microphone.
All right. Well, Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us about this game that we're going to have Stella play?
You know what we're going to do right now real quick? We're going to rewind time. And we're going to do our haikus that we didn't do before the ad break because we always forget them.
Always forget about haikus. Okay.
Should we do them real quick? All right. Yeah, let's do them fast. All right. Here's mine. Three future legends, three dudes getting it on, real nasty elbow. That's my haiku.
Okay, Stella, just so you know, the haiku is about whatever his favorite match was this week.
Oh, yeah, my match of the week.
So like, I have no idea what the hell that match is.
Oh, you will, though.
So, all right, well, here's mine.
Give it to me.
These two flew that night. Broken men stared up at lights. One hell of a fight. That's my haiku. Haiku.
I don't even try to rhyme because my rhymes, I can't rhyme as good as you rhymes.
All right, well, now it's time for the game part of this.
Oh, yeah.
Sammy, why don't you tell us the rules?
We are going to tell one-minute tales, romantic tales, involving AEW wrestlers and other AEW wrestlers and locations.
Hell, yeah.
I'm going to, if you're watching on the YouTube, I'm going to share my screen here in a minute, and we're going to spin some wheels and make some deals of love.
Hell, yeah. And so Stella here is a romance novelist, and you've written one about wrestling, right?
Multiple.
Yes, I have a wrestling romance series out. That's my most recent one, and it starts with Pinned by the Champ.
Okay.
But it's called the Ringside Passion series, and there's 5 books, and they're 2-hour reads, so it only takes 2 hours to read it. They're short, and there's 5 stories. I also write kink positive romance novels. And if you want more info on that, you might just search my name. So
what's the
do you have any wrestling ones like that?
No, hold on. Wait. There's an outer space one. Doctor something.
Oh, that's Dr. Daddy's Garden Ho. And that's just
that one got my attention.
Yeah, that is a short first person satirical telling of how I got lost up in the Pollenverse.
Okay.
And the Pollenverse is sentient plants.
Oh, okay. That's
yes.
Cool.
But my best-selling since we're talking about my kink positive,
please.
Is Abducted by Daddy is probably my best-seller.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should read them and then review them on the show, Sammy Daddy.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No?
It sounds like...
Not even the wrestling ones?
It sounds like a very wrestle cream idea.
The wrestling ones, maybe.
Okay. We'll start with the wrestling ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So the wrestling ones do not have kink, but they are romance, and they are steamy. You know, they have a lot of steamy stuff going on in it.
All right, yeah, don't spoil it.
Yeah, I won't. But the kink positive is, it's more about like power dynamics and
okay.
So.
And this all of these are on Amazon, right?
Yes.
All right.
And they're only like $1. They're not like. Is that what they are?
Some of them are 99 cents.
Okay, that's what I saw.
Cool.
Yeah. So the one you're talking about is a very short. It's a short story.
Oh, yeah.
And it is super duper silly, so you will have to be ready for that. If you're in, just be ready for weird and silly and.
Yeah, definitely.
We love weird and silly.
A little of everything.
That's what I want.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm a total goofball, so just putting that up here.
That's fine. No, it's good. So look up your name on Amazon, and anybody listening could find whatever they're looking for.
whatever they're looking for.
You heard it here first.
They're looking for my books, I guess.
All right. Well, let's get this going.
We're playing the game. All right. Hold on. Here we go. I'm going to share the wheels.
All right.
Okay.
If it works. Is that the wheels? Okay, cool. Who's going first? I'm spinning the wheels first, so I'm not going
Stella
first.
Stella will go first.
Oh, Stella, you have to go first.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to spin the wrestler wheel.
All right, let's see.
Is it going? We're good? Okay. Oh, Daniel Bryanson. Yeah, I know, I say it wrong.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one, and now we're going to spin both the wheels. It's going to be Bryan Danielson.
Okay.
And Orange Cassidy in the production truck.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So now, Creamers, Stella will be telling us a 1 minute or less story, more of a synopsis about, what was it? Bryan Danielson and Orange Cassidy.
Bryan Danielson and Orange Cassidy doing whatever you want them to do in a production truck.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if a minute's not very long. I feel but okay. So Orange Cassidy goes in the production truck and he is so mad at Bryan Danielson because he said something so rude on commentary while he was wrestling.
Okay.
And about how he's lazy or something. And he's like, I am not lazy. That's just my gimmick and my technique. And I'm Orange Cassidy and everybody likes to give me the thumbs up. So why can't you give me the thumbs up, Bryan Danielson? And Bryan Danielson is just taken aback because he sees Orange Cassidy there in all of his glory and his rippling muscles. And he's starting to like feel something that he cannot explain on the inside. I mean, and in his nether regions. And he's like, Orange, I'm so sorry. You know, I was just giving you a hard time because I like you.
And then
starting to feel something that he couldn't explain. And so he throws his glasses off and he pushes Bryan Danielson up against the side of the truck. And he just starts making out with him. Wow. And they're like making out and they're like having all these feelings. And then like stuff happens and that was it. So, you know, it was like makeup passion. From being mad at each other.
Makeout. It was a makeup makeout.
AEW should book that.
I don't know if we did it, but
put that on Dynamite.
keep your eye out for next week.
I tune
Tony Khan listens. Tony Khan listens.
Yeah, TK is a big.
So that was it.
That was great. Great start to the game.
Yeah, but I don't want to. Now we have to do this. You and me are doing this too?
I don't know if you want me to. It is whatever you want.
I just don't think I'm going to do as well. Am I sharing the screen? Can you see that? This is Hot Joe's pick. It's your turn. You get the Young Bucks.
Yeah, they are my best boys. All right.
Because they're your favorites. Hold on. It's not just the Young Bucks, though.
No, that would be kind of weird.
I know. That's why we're making it a little less weird. They're in the locker room with Adam Copeland. Is it Adam Copeland again?
So he could go.
Is he still Cope?
By both. Sometimes he's Cope. Sometimes he's Adam Copeland. Sometimes he's Cope. Oh, I already said that.
Okay. Edge.
All right.
Oh, you can use that in the story. Don't let me help you too much, though.
I'm not going to. Well, maybe. No. All right. So.
Ready, set, go.
Okay. So Adam Copeland is in his locker room, just, you know, hanging around. And then the Young Bucks go in there and they go, Adam, we grew up watching you. You know what I mean? We love you. And we feel more love for you than you can possibly understand. And he said, what are you talking about, Young Bucks? And then they say to him, Adam, we didn't become tag team wrestlers just to wrestle in the ring as a tag team. We want a tag team. You.
Oh.
Adam Copeland says, no.
Oh.
At my age? And they say, we don't care about that, buddy. It's about what's in here. So then he says, he says, super kick party. And they said, no, super dick party.
That's the name of it. That's the fucking name right there.
And then they make love.
Ooh.
All right. My turn, I guess.
Yeah.
But you guys are better at this.
Sam,
well, let's see.
I don't even know that yet.
You're right. And that's why I took it back. Okay. But I get, ooh, Kenny Omega.
Oh, wow. Good choice. Good. Oh. Wow, the Young Bucks and Kenny right in a row.
Yeah, it's rigged. I rigged the wheels.
I hope it's the
Oh, perfect. I was hoping to get this guy.
I don't even see
who. And Eddie Kingston in the gorilla position.
Oh.
All right, hold on. Give me 2 seconds. What did I say? Kenny Omega and Eddie Kingston in the gorilla position?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is right after. I'm setting. This doesn't start the story. I'm just setting it real quick, and then I'll tell my story. This is right after they blew up Jon Moxley in the ring, and Eddie Kingston saved his life, but it didn't really look good. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because he fought Kenny, right? Wasn't it against Kenny?
Yep.
Okay, cool. That's what I wanted. All right. So that's where we're at. And Eddie Kingston wakes up from his panic attack, and he goes to the back, and where is that motherfucker? You know how Eddie Kingston can be. He gets
that's how
rowdy.
He talks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where is that motherfucker?
Very good.
And he finds Kenny, and he goes, what the fuck, man? You tried to blow up me and my friend. And Kenny's like, hey, dude. Oh, this is happening in gorilla position. And he goes, I'm going to whoop your ass. He goes, you can't fight me here. And he goes, why not? He goes, this is gorilla position. This is sacred ground. We can't fight here. And he goes, we're not fighting. We're fucking.
What?
And he goes, what? Eddie. And he goes, yeah, I'm gonna show you the real gorilla position. And then he fucks him in the gorilla position. The end.
Wow. Oh, that was beautiful. I think I'm crying.
No.
I bet y'all could write romance novels for real. Y'all would be so good at this.
Shit. Sammy, Daddy, what are we doing in the podcasting?
Yeah.
We were using the podcasting to get our foot into the erotic fan fiction.
Yeah, we could get a Google Doc. We could all write it together. And then we would be co-authors.
Okay.
Let's do it. Sam?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, this is going to be great.
Dreamers,
why don't you comment below and let us know what should we title this story when we all three write a book together?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, now, Stella's going to go again.
We got to go again. I got to share this screen.
Three each? Does that seem fair?
Whatever. All right, yeah, there's enough for that.
What's your three?
Oh, is it spinning? Okay. You have to say it because I don't know how to say it. Konosuke.
Konosuke.
Yeah. Takeshita. I know that part, but I don't know how to say his name.
How does it pronounce Takeshita? It to me it says Takeshita.
Yeah, and Konosuke.
I just say Takeshita.
Yeah, but Konosuke is a fun word to say. It's like Nakamura. What is it?
Oh, look at that.
Who is it?
Takeshita and Jack Perry in the bathroom.
Whoa. It's a little cutie.
Yeah, he's all right.
Says you.
I liked him more before. Okay. I liked Jungle Boy, not Jungle Man. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So Jack Perry is like humming to himself his jungle theme song, and he's really feeling himself. He has to pee like so bad. So he goes to the urinal. And, you know, he's kind of humming and stuff like that. And then Takeshita comes right up alongside him. And Jack Perry's like, dude, you should not come to the urinal like right beside me. There's one there. Like, you could put one between us. But then he also catches Takeshita like looking at his, you know, while he's peeing. It's like, dude, his.
Oh,
did she say dick?
Y'all are talking like this. I can too. So
you can tell everyone.
Yeah.
He finishes peeing and he noticed like Takeshita didn't even pee. And he's like, dude, that's what are you doing? And he's like, I'm sorry, Jungle Boy Jack Perry. I've always thought you were a cutie. Stella Shelton said so I know it's true.
I like that.
And he gets on his knees and gets in front of him and just starts like admiring Jack Perry's
hair. Oh,
and then
did she say dick?
Yeah. one thing leads to another, and he starts just giving him a BJ there on the bathroom floor, and then Jack just kind of goes with it because it feels amazing.
Yeah, Konosuke is probably really good at that.
No.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Man.
I like the story.
We shouldn't write a novel. We should be the head writers for AEW, and we should make these into...
We could write the storylines.
Yeah. I think this would be a great storyline, and then, you know... the dunk.
Well, then the break, like, the breakup.
Make love to Takeshita. It's us.
Yeah, like, because then there's the breakups. So that's an automatic feud right there. Mm-hmm. Then there's the getting back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're not gay. It's just a bonding experience.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay.
So
they could. I mean, you know.
Oh, you got a. You get a female Thunderosa.
Okay.
Man, you're so lucky. I wish I got that one.
Well, you could go. You're the pro here.
Oh!
Y'all are better at this than I am. That's
no way.
Thunder Rosa and Julia Hart.
Ooh, girl on girl.
In the middle of the ring. Right here in front of all these people. Well, it doesn't have to be. It's your story. Whose story? Right. Not mine.
Okay. Well, so.
Is it Hacho? Okay.
Yeah, so the Triangle of Madness has somehow gotten themselves into a 3-on-1 handicapped match against Thunder Rosa. Okay. Thunder Rosa, you know, she's punching Tekla. She's punching fucking Sky Blue. She throws Sky Blue out of the ring, you know, and then it's just Tekla, Julia Hart. That's who it was, right? Julia Hart.
Julia Hart and, yeah.
Okay. Whatever. And then Thunder Rosa says, listen, Julia Hart, you know, Tekla, she's freaky, okay? She's a creep, all right? Not me. Oh. I'm Thunder Rosa. I'm cool. We should be together. And then Julia Hart says, wait a minute. Thunder Rosa, I'm in the team with her, you goofball. And she says, don't be in a team with her anymore. Be in a team with me, a team of love. Then Julia Hart says, you know what, Thunder Rosa? You got a good point there. And then she fucking super kicks Tekla.
What?
That's right. And then she kisses Thunder Rosa. And then they kiss and they fall onto Tekla and they just make out on top of Tekla. The end.
That was lovey. Did they count to three?
This was a romantic one.
Did they count to three? Did the ref count when they were making out on top of Tekla?
Yes, that's a good point. The referee did count. They won the match and then they lived happily ever after.
The end. I was sharing my screen the whole time. All right, here we go.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sorry, everybody that's watching.
This is Sammy Daddy.
Oh, this motherfucker. See? Everything works out like this.
Oh, shit. Luchasaurus. That's so funny.
Luchasaurus.
Funny. Luchasaurus.
Both of them are in this one.
And, oh, Andrade El Idolo.
Ah, the most handsome man in the world.
In the shower.
That's where I like him.
All right. When I say Andrade and Luchasaurus in the shower.
Yeah.
All right. So this one takes place in the shower. I was trying to come up with a time, but I don't remember when their paths have crossed, really. So, the shower's going, it's all hot and steamy, like in a movie, where you can see silhouettes.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe that's a butt, maybe that's a boob, maybe that's a wiener, whatever. Like, you don't know what you're seeing, but you know you're seeing something.
A wiener or not, but...
You don't know.
You don't know what their wieners... Like butts and boobs.
You don't know that.
That's true.
You've seen every wiener?
No, I haven't.
You don't know what you're seeing. I'm not saying you're confusing it for one of the other ones. You just, like, is that a wiener or is, like, his hand?
What,
like,
am I looking at over there?
The silhouette. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're taking the place of the other.
Okay,
You took up my whole minute. So, they're, one of them's in the shower. Luchasaurus is in the shower. And Andrade goes, you got room for one more? That's what he talks like. You got room for one more? And he goes, plenty of room in here for my buddy Andrade. Come on in. And they're just kind of showering, just doing their thing, just hanging out. Just how they shower. And Luchasaurus goes, hey, saw what you were packing at the pay-per-view a couple weeks ago when you ripped your pants off. And he goes, oh, yeah, you know, what are you going to do? I got a hog. And Luchasaurus goes, well, I'm, you ever see Jurassic Park? And he goes, yeah. He goes, well, dinosaurs eat hogs. And then he blows him in the shower. The end.
Wow, that was beautiful.
They don't even eat a hog in, like, so it doesn't even make sense. Seattle. It was a goat. They eat a hog in Sleepless in Seattle?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a good one. All right. So now this is the last one, then.
For everybody?
Yeah.
Or just one more?
The next one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is Stella's final story.
Okay.
Oh, you get a girl. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. I counted her. She's still on the roster page, so I counted her.
So wait, before you do the next one, Stella, she's your favorite, right?
Yes, I love Britt Baker.
Did she get you into wrestling?
She did, yes.
Really?
How did that happen?
Yeah, I just saw her on TV. I was with somebody who liked wrestling, and I really wasn't into wrestling at the time. But I just saw her on TV, and I thought she was really cool. And I was having a hard time with, like, chronic illness and stuff like that. And so watching wrestling just kind of made me feel, like, strong, and seeing, like, strong women on TV.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
And I actually did get to see her wrestle on Collision when she came to Arlington, Texas. I got to see her.
That's awesome.
And she blew me a kiss because I had a poster for her. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool. That's really cool. That sounds like, was that your favorite moment of any time you've gone to a wrestling show?
Oh, I have so many wonderful moments of wrestling shows that would be a whole nother. I've met a lot of really amazing wrestlers.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, yeah.
Well, then we'll do another episode where you tell us about all that stuff.
Exactly. All right, okay. You can roll.
We don't have time for that today because we got to make romance stories.
Right on.
So you got your favorite, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and Brody King hanging out in the parking lot.
Wow.
I don't know if I can do this one.
Your dad would be like, no. Twice her size.
She's just out of his league.
Well, listen.
All right. Well,
maybe she's fascinated by his teeth not being perfectly straight.
We're spinning it. We're going to spin it again.
Okay, fair.
Oh, this guy's way more in her league. Chris Jericho.
Oh, boy.
I mean, she's, you know what? I don't think anybody's good enough for Dr. Britt Baker. But
That's what I was going to ask. Who do you think? I have one, and you have to do this one. That's what I was going to say. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and Adam Cole.
Getting back together.
Okay. I mean, they're not together anymore, but...
It could be whatever you want it to be. They could be getting back together. They could just be a one-night reunion.
Okay, so Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, just had her big comeback.
Nice.
At AEW. And so did her ex-boyfriend, Adam Cole.
Scandalous.
And they've both been gone for a long time, so they're both, like, emotional about everything and, like, all in their feels, but they haven't really gotten to talk. They've just, with the hustle and bustle of the show and everything like that. Okay. So she's on her way out to the car and she just has tears pressing on the back of her eyes because she's just emotional about the show and thinking about Adam and how much she misses him. And he just stops her right before she's about to get in the car. He just touches her arm ever so slightly and says, "Britt, you did great out there and you look so beautiful and I have just missed you so much. And what do you say now that we're back in the ring doing this wrestling thing that you and me give it another shot?" And she doesn't say a word. She just grabs him and they kiss, they embrace.
Oh.
And
oh yeah.
That's my favorite one. That was my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
No blowjays. No nothing dirty. Well, maybe later, but you got to buy the book.
I hope they know it's all in good fun.
Yeah. No. That was great.
Maybe.
That was my favorite one so far.
I'm
glad that you got Britt Baker on the final one though.
Me too.
I already got my Young Bucks, my best boys.
So I don't like anything, so
his favorite.
Yeah.
His favorite.
I really don't hate him.
Christian. I love Christian. Well, I got Copeland and Christian in mind.
Well, you got him, and you also get Harley Cameron on a tour bus.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Christian and Harley Cameron on a tour bus.
Oh, I can feel the chemistry already.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a tour bus with a bunch of wrestlers on it, but everybody's like, you know what? We'll stop and see the sights. You know, we're at the Grand Canyon. So all the other wrestlers go and they go start looking at the Grand Canyon. And Christian's like, fuck the Grand Canyon. I don't care about that stuff. And Harley Cameron's like, I'm just too sad. And then he says, why? Christian says, why are you sad? And she says, well, you know my puppet. And he says, yes, I know that puppet. And she says, well, its father just died. And Christian says, what? So Christian starts cutting a promo on the puppet. And Harley Cameron gets very upset by this. She says, Christian, I need you to knock that off, buddy, because this puppet is my best friend. And Christian says, Harley, for you, anything. So then she says, really? And then Christian says, yeah. So then she picks him up in her loving arms, and she carries him to the back.
She picked him up? Okay.
Yes.
Just clarifying.
And there... let's just say she turned his kill switch, if you know what I mean.
His dick? Did you say dick?
No.
His kill dick?
No, yeah.
Switch?
And that's, and then they lived, then they went their separate ways, never to be seen again.
All right. I was just hoping the puppet would get involved somehow.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened? I think you and me and Hot Joe and I, however you say it, help on our dialogue. In our stories. Our dialogue. I think we got a little something with the other stuff. It's really not that good, but it's there. But the dialogue is terrible.
Megan Bain.
Takes practice.
Joey Janela is not going to be happy about this.
Megan Bain's a good one. You got to make this one good.
Yeah, you got to be good when Sammy Diddy. Come on.
Oh, and Tekla and catering.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well. This is an interesting one.
Megan Bain and Tekla. I feel like... All right. What's Tekla say, stupid bitches?
Yes.
Or dumb bitches?
Dumb bitches.
All right, I'm not going to use that at all. I just wanted to make sure.
Right on.
It'd be good for dialogue.
I know. But I put pressure on myself. So Megan Bain and Tekla. Guess what? Not on the show this week. Just hanging out and catering.
Okay.
No big deal. Just sometimes you're on the show, sometimes you're not. But they're both a little bummed out about it. A little, oh, man, I should be on the show. I'm a champion. And the other one says the same thing because they're both champions when you think about it. And so they're champions and they're not happy they're not on the show. And then there's a big brawl between the Death Riders and the Conglomeration. Because there's men and women in both of those factions. So it clears out the whole locker room trying to break up this fight. All the men, all the women go, except for Tekla and Megan Bain. And she's like, oh, what's wrong with you? And I already told you what was wrong with them. So you already know that part. And she's, Tekla says, all these dumb bitches, and I don't get to be on the show. And Megan Bain said, same. She goes, well, what do you want to do? And she's like, well, you want to make out? And then Tekla's like, all right. And then they make out for a minute, and they're like, yeah, that's all right, I guess. You want to get something to eat since we're in catering? And then they get something to eat.
Wow. That was romantic, man. And you didn't even make Tekla.
No, I know, but that's, you got to buy the book.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they're in,
like a trailer.
Yeah, a synopsis, if you will. Mm-hmm. Here's a little bit. No, I guess it's not a synopsis. Preview. Trailer. Yeah, it's I should just went with what you said.
Cliff Notes.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Not one word.
Okay, there we go. I thought I broke the computer.
Why don't you tell us some romance stories about AEW wrestlers in the comments below?
Tell us who to put on. We'll do this again if you like it. And you can tell us what wrestlers and situations to put on our big spinny wheels.
Yeah.
So then I guess Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's the John Cena quote of the week?
Oh. Control the controllable. The disorder of others is only your chaos if you make it so.
Whoa, that was cool.
Thank you. Been practicing.
Sammy Daddy, what's your match count for 2026, the year of super kicks?
165 matches. Not a lot more than last week, but some more.
Nice.
You want to know my match of the week?
You
because you didn't have a fucking clue what's my haiku.
No, I
know
tell from your,
well, you
from
said it too. It's from Ring of Honor. Have you heard of them?
I have heard of them.
Okay. Ring of Honor, Bound by Hate, 2008. So remember that one for 2028 if we're still doing the show. Hate rhymes with that.
Okay.
Daniel Bryanson and Kenny Omega and Tyler Black, also
That's
known as
match.
Seth Rollins, in a triple threat match. You know it? You've seen it?
Oh, yeah.
It's free on YouTube for anybody that wants to watch it. And I don't want to spoil stuff, but somebody gets fucking rocked, I think. Can I spoil it? Is it okay if I spoil it?
Yeah, it's very old.
Stella, no, it's Stella's choice. Stella, can I say what happens at the end of this match or no?
I think it's fine. I mean, the Teletubbies thing was crossing the line, but...
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right.
I forgot about that.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't want to be... Well, I won't say... Yeah. All I'll say is at one point in the match... Well, I already said it was at the end. At the end of the match, Daniel Bryanson... I can't even say his name anymore. I say it that way now. Daniel Bryanson... cracks Kenny Omega in the face with a fucking elbow and just it busts him open. But those are three. Well, so what is this? 20 years ago?
I want to hear your fucking haiku again, because now that I know the match.
Three future legends. I think that's fair for all three of them.
Fair.
Three dudes getting it on. I just did that because it was funny. And then Real Nasty Elbow is in reference to the elbow I was just talking about where he fucking cracks Kenny on his eye and his. He's just bleeding. I mean, it's a good match.
That's a great haiku, too.
It's I haven't seen a lot of Ring of Honor. Thanks.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of Ring of Honor. So I always like to see something, and it's cool to see. I mean, those guys are three of the top guys of the last, 20 years, whatever.
I'd say so.
So, yeah, good for them. Good job, Kenny Omega. Daniel Bryanson and Tyler Black. I had to look.
Wow, that was very nice.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
YouTube is great.
YouTube is cool. My match count for 2026, the year of Super Kicks, is 257. And then my match of the week was Andrade El Idolo versus Yota Tsuji for the IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship at Wrestling Dontaku. Why do I always want to say Daku?
Domo Egato.
And
who won?
Yeah, it was a top-notch match.
Who won?
Andrade won. He's the new global champion of New Japan.
Did he rip his pants off?
No, he kept those pants on. I didn't say it was a perfect match.
Now that's a good looking guy. You guys kept talking about Jungle Boy all day.
Yeah. You would take a selfie with him.
Andrade?
Yeah.
No, because I'd feel bad looking at it later. I'd be like, look how nice he looks, and look how not nice I look.
Aww.
So I would judge myself.
That's
for me to work on. You guys don't worry about
nobody
it. You can only
like
control the controllable.
Very true.
See, you remember I said that before?
Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
Okay.
All right, so what was your match of the week? What was the best match you watched, Zawa?
Oh, I don't know. It's got to be Darby Allin and Brody King, only because my parents were watching with me, and they were like, that guy's twice the size of the other guy. And then, you know, because it was just funny.
Yeah, that is.
I get that. A lot of times I pick a match that I just like the connection I had with it, like you had with your parents for that match of
like he'll watch one with his daughter and it won't be necessarily a great match. But
oh, they're terrible.
Loved it because he watched it with her and she paid attention.
Oh, she wants to come on the show.
I mean, it was good.
Yeah, that's true. It was also a good match.
Yeah.
Well, that on top of it. Well, both those guys are good.
Well,
though.
One day when your daughter, Sammy Daddy, is an adult and she watches it with you, then she'll pick a good match. And then you'll
This
is even better than when you were just a young little kid.
Yeah, watching. She likes
Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown, George the Animal Steel. I don't think she likes Papa Shango, but she's like intrigued by it. Like, I want to see this, but I know I think I've talked about these before, but I try to show her those. Cause I feel like if I was a kid watching wrestling now, I don't know if I'd like it as much because it's like the athleticism of it. I can appreciate, but like
you like the character,
I want a character. Like, I feel like as a kid, the character draws you in.
Yeah. You're like USA Network characters. Welcome.
Similar. Mm-hmm. Not all characters, but most.
A lot of people say Sammy Daddy is like USA Network.
USA Network. USA Network. That's what they chant. That's what they chant when I show up.
That's true. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have booed that. Well, Stella, before we get to the rooms for cream, I have a couple questions for you. And Sammy Daddy has a couple questions
pictures
for your eyeballs.
Well, we didn't. We should bring this up before. We talked about the romance stories, short stories, novels, whatever. We didn't talk about what's behind you.
Oh.
And your painting.
Yes.
So were you a painter before wrestling, or did that they coincide?
It's the craziest thing, really. I started doing decoupage boxes of wrestlers because I was sick. I have chronic fatigue syndrome.
Okay.
And I got very sick at one point where I could just kind of barely get out of bed, and I had to take some time off work and everything. And so, like I said, I was kind of just passing by the TV one day. I saw Britt Baker on TV, and then I got an idea of a decoupage box to make for her. It was weird. Like, I almost like saw it in my head and then had to make it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was doing a lot of paint by numbers, but I wasn't like the best at sketching and doing my own paintings and stuff like that. But it's just something I started practicing. And then I just found it very cathartic to draw these strong. I do a lot of women wrestlers, I think, just because I resonate with the female side of things.
Yeah.
But I do male wrestlers too. And it's just something I kind of started doing. And I actually think it was Britt Baker who shared my artwork on her Instagram first.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
And that's when I was like, oh, I guess the wrestlers like actually do look at their Instagrams. And so wrestlers started sharing my artwork. I would go to meet and greets at indie shows and meet wrestlers and give them their paintings. And there's just really nothing like handing them a self-portrait, a portrait of themselves, and just seeing their faces light up and how happy and excited they are, you know, that I made them something. And so it just kind of evolved into a thing that I wasn't really even trying to do. Just
It just happened. Yeah. No, that's cool, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
no, because I know on your, whenever we have a guest, I go all the way to the start of their Instagrams to try and find things that bring up that are awkward. So I saw those. What are those boxes called again? I'm sorry.
Well, I call them decoupage boxes.
Okay. It looked like that's what you were kind of leaning into more at the beginning. And it was cool because I don't know if you saw any, but it's like the top of the box has like Britt Baker on it, and then you open it up and then the inside there's something like it, because it seemed like at first you kind of just, there were some that were just like, all right, here's a picture on the outside, here's a picture on the inside, and they looked really cool. And then I feel like, I can't remember which one it was that I saw, but like you made like the inside like the opposite, or like you, like just the way you were, I don't know, I have to look it up.
I think I tried to do like kind of like their gimmick on the inside.
Yeah.
Hers. On the inside, I had her doing this, and it says, you know, the doctor will see you now. And she was really my original muse. She's the one that I started. And then I knew she liked the Steelers, so I made her a box, like with her waving the terrible towel. And
that's cool.
And then I made some coasters and did like diamond painting coasters and put them in there. A fan actually took all that stuff to her at a meet and greet. And I made her some embroidered sneakers and stuff, and they took all that stuff to her, and she put that on her too and tagged me. So I haven't met her, but she did. She blew me a kiss. We were in the same room, and she knows that I've like made some art for her. So
that's cool.
So
I found it.
Kind of connection there.
The Wardlow one. That was the one that I was thinking of. Because the outside of it, it's like, you know, Wardlow, like you think, yelling with his muscles.
Yeah.
And it says pin me war daddy. And then on the inside, it's him where he looks more like when he was in what they call him, the Pinnacle, was that the group?
Yeah,
when he was in the Pinnacle in a suit, and it says fancy pants. That was the one I was thinking of.
You know what, fancy pants is something I came up with.
Yeah,
because it seemed like every time he was coming out, he would come out in these like expensive suits with loafers and And I think he just likes to dress like that. When you look at his Instagram and stuff, like he's always got like name brand stuff and dress.
Yeah.
So I have a nickname for him and I call him Fancy Pants.
I like that.
Great nickname.
I made that up.
I like it. That's perfect. Yeah. That's what you got to do.
I ran into him before at a restaurant because, you know, he lives in Cleveland, the city that Sam lives in.
That's the city I live in.
And I was like, he was just by himself at the bar. I saw him over there and I was like, oh my God, that's Wardlow. And I was like, oh my God, I got to go say hi to him. And then I went over there and we hadn't seen him on TV in a while.
That's when he was, I was going to say he was off for a while.
Last time I saw him, he had his hair cut and he had short hair. And now he had long hair again. And I was like, oh, he's got that cool long hair again. So I went up to him and I was like, are you Wardlow? And he was like, yeah. I was like, can I take a picture with you? He's like, yeah. I took a picture with him. He thanked me. He was super nice. And then I was like, just so you know, when everybody sees you again, everybody's going to be so happy that you have your long hair again. And he laughed and then he gave me a kiss.
Oh, another romance story.
In the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then he said.
He pinned, that war daddy pinned me. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Good for you.
I went to the bathroom and then I went back to my table. But Wardlow, very nice guy. Okay.
So
Stella is going to what? You want her to like rank?
Just
like
give. Rank out of a 10? Yeah. Okay. That seems easy enough. So on a 1 to 10, just your vibe. It doesn't have to be 1 to 10.
Do you like it?
We can just both tell her the rules at the same time.
It's your thing.
And then whenever. No, it's not my thing. This is actually his thing. It was his idea.
Okay.
Whatever. What do you think? 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay. Yeah. Just tell us on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like this painting that I'm sharing right now?
Okay. Ooh. It kind of reminds me of our story times.
Yeah.
Right? I thought it looks like the cover.
I'm going to give this an 8.5.
That's a good score. That's a good score. All right.
Oh, yeah. 1 means we just say 1 to 10. 10 means sexiest thing ever.
Well, they're not all sexy.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part. All right. 10 means
it's the best. You like it. It's a perfect score.
Oh, yeah. I forget. Well, here's another one. Let's just see how this goes. And it could be a sliding scale.
Okay.
You went a different way with this one.
Very not sexy.
It looks like a vampire.
I mean, it's telling a story and it's full of emotion.
It's very biblical.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm going to give this one a 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's a very well done thing, but you know.
It's not bad, but it's probably not. It doesn't blow me away either, but it tells a story and the blood is very dramatic.
That's true. All right. Let's
calm down from all that excitement. Now you ask a question, get us back on track.
An interview question. If you were painting a portrait of Eddie Kingston and he accidentally spilled a container of gas station coffee right onto your canvas, would you incorporate the stain or would it immediately become a lights out match, you versus Eddie Kingston?
Oh, I could fix it.
Okay.
Oh, I was hoping you'd fight him.
So you'd forgive him?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I've had wrestlers before go, oh my gosh, what if I ruin it? And I'm like, then I'll fix it.
Oh, shit. Nice.
We'll do it again. Well, that's easy enough.
Sam?
I'll redo it for you.
I think that's the right attitude, especially with art.
Yeah, especially with him. You don't want to fight.
Well, especially with him.
Well, very forgiving. You can paint over. That's what I love about acrylics. So.
Shit. Cool. Hell yeah.
So, I can fix that.
Deal. Let's see. Can you fix this picture, though?
Oh.
That's a beaut.
That's a something.
That's a something.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's perfect the way it is. It doesn't need to be fixed.
Oh, okay.
I agree with you on that
one. So you think it's a 10?
I'm going to say 8.
Okay, that's fair.
Whoa, it's not even as good as the other one. I mean, look at, he's
no,
right.
The 8.5 was the Omega shirtlet. No, I agree. I think the other one's better.
But
I
this mean, is
art is subjective, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But Takeshita is a half man, half horse, and he's being ridden by Don Callis.
Yeah, but I feel, I feel like the centaur is the one that uses the bow and arrow. So that's points off for me.
I mean, Don Callis painted all these, so.
He did?
That's what he said.
Did he paint? Did he paint this one?
Oh.
This is actually the one that I was like, we can't say that you're ranking it by sexiness.
No, you can't.
This is very un...
No, we're king friendly.
Okay, I guess.
I mean, it makes me a little queasy.
Just I don't like this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not...
There, I'll get rid of it.
But...
I don't like that one.
Just for the sheer queasiness factor, I'm going to say a 5.
Hey, that's art. It's got to make you feel something, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like a horror painting.
Oh, man.
Well done, but I mean...
Right.
The subject matter is...
Do better. It's well done, but do better. You know what I mean?
That's how I feel about Midsommar. Now we have another question for you. Which AEW wrestler is most likely to be the Fabio style cover model for your next romance novel? And more importantly, who is the forbidden choice that the editor would definitely make you delete?
Oh, so these are two separate questions.
Yeah.
So the first one is definitely Wardlow. I wish he would say this to being on my cover, especially because people call him like War Daddy and stuff like that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Forbidden choice where the editor would say no.
Yeah, they'd be like, nope, Stella,
you can't put Tony Schiavone on the cover of this book again.
Oh my gosh, they're all so cute. I don't want
to... There's a lot of cuties on that roster.
No, let's pick somebody who's... There's got to be somebody. Leo Rush. Just because it's a weird... It's not him. Yeah, I'm not saying... It's not that he's unattractive, but just what he's got... Whatever he's got going on right now, the aura of it is off.
Gollum sort of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe like hologram, because he didn't show his face. But
that's fair.
Very true. Okay.
But oh, what's the...
A good wrestler, y'all.
He's very good.
So underrated. I wish we would see him more.
Yeah, I think he's injured.
Shout out hologram.
I mean, just like nobody asked for my opinion on that. But yeah, I would just say somebody in a mask to show their face. I don't know. But they're all cuties. All of them are cute. I don't want to say anybody's not cute.
Yeah, no.
I will, but I can't think of who is.
Even Eva Luna.
No. I'm just trying to think of I looked at the roster page earlier today to make that wheel, and I'm just trying
Roosh,
to.
Roosh is a stallion.
Roosh is a good looking guy.
Yeah.
Got cool hair.
Every one of them's good looking.
They're all good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is great.
You know what? I don't think FTR, I don't think Dax is, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Cash, though.
That could, that's not fair to compare.
Well, why not?
Because it's different. It's a different vibe.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Hey, it's all subjective anyway, so who cares?
For our guest, Stella.
I got a couple more, and this is one of them right here. Right now in front of all these people.
This one's sad.
So there's this one...
There's a lot of emotion in this one. He's like reaching to the sky, begging him not to like stab him. Right. You know, and then Don Callis is like the puppeteer of all this, right?
Yeah.
He's,
true. Very true.
You know? I gotta give this one a 10, I think.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Fire behind them, and like the facial expressions are really good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotion, and it really tells a story, and there's a lot of detail in this one.
Okay. That's a great point.
And I have to give one of them a 10. So
very fair.
Well, you can give more than one a 10 when you see this one.
Okay. Ooh.
I honestly, I don't know which one's next when I click it, but
the belt, is this like what is it? There is a lot of detail in this one.
Very true.
You can
not enough, if you ask me.
I'm not enough. You know, if we were gonna have one of Kyle Fletcher, I wish we had the headdress with the flowers.
Yeah. That was really cool.
Akiva Fletcher is such a wonderful muse. I did him. And he liked it. He saw it and he put a heart on it.
That's cool.
Oh, that's awesome. So, oh, yeah.
I've always got to like shout myself out like that.
But, absolutely, you should.
Anyway, back to this. it's not as good as mine.
I agree.
They probably are better artists than I am. I'm just kidding.
This is Don Callis who painted this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, in that case, I'll give it an 8.
Well,
I think that's fair.
Yeah, it's a good job.
The background needs a little more.
I like that he decided instead of making himself also shirtless, he would wear a mesh shirt.
Yeah, he's shirtless.
All right. Well, next question.
I'll put it back to you. I got two more though, so I'm ready.
If you had to describe your art style in wrestling terms, are you more of a high flyer, technical, or are you just pure emotional damage?
Oh, I am emotional damage, man.
Oh yeah.
No hesitation.
That has to be mine. Yeah. Emotional damage. Yeah.
Shit. Well, hell yeah.
Can't argue that. Fine, I'll show you another picture. Give me.
Your pictures.
That was quick.
Like you put your emotion into it.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, here it goes. You think I'd have this down by now? What do you think about this picture?
Ooh.
This is also made by Don Callis.
Every one of these has been Don Callis.
Every one of them is, yeah.
Technically.
Or if that was just a funny story that people tell, but I guess he does paint these.
He's probably lying, but he says it.
Oh,
I see. We got Powerhouse Hobbs at the table, and then we've got Takeshita, and then we have Will.
You mean Royce Keyes?
I apologize.
Is that what it is?
They look very similar to me.
I am not a religious person, but I think this could be taken as disrespectful to people's religion.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I'm going to give it a 3.
It's very nice of you to care about the people that you think, aren't even grouped with.
Do you think Don Callis depicting himself as Jesus Christ is sacrilegious?
I think that, yeah, I mean, like...
Okay, fair. Good argument.
Most religions are very, like, personal and important to them. And so I never, like, want to poke fun at that or, like, give... Even
That's
though
fair.
I myself am not religious anymore, I just don't think it's respectful, but I mean, I guess comedy is not always respectful, right? But like,
I get what you know. What you're saying is,
man.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
I don't even pray to Don. I've stopped praying to Don Callis before I go to sleep.
Who are the other people?
They're just blank faces.
No, like to the right, there's two faces. Who are those guys?
Okay.
Is it Osprey?
Well, that's Osprey, the one that's closest to him. And then other one, I don't even know.
I have control. I don't know who this is supposed to be.
Is that Sammy Guevara?
That's Sammy?
Was he in the group?
Maybe he was at the time. I don't remember that.
I feel like there's enough people in the Don Callis family that could have done all the faces, but maybe not at that time. I don't remember. This was early on.
I mean, Will fucking Royce Keyes is in there.
Is that what his name is?
And Will Ospreay. I mean, Will
Ospreay. Is it Royce Keyes?
A good guy ever since.
Anyway, I have one more that isn't going to offend any religions.
We don't know that.
Oh.
You know what I didn't... Before you rate it, I did not notice the tattoo on Don Callis' stomach in this picture until right now. Familia.
That's so funny.
This is a perfect reverse harem book cover.
it's a beaut.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I thought this would be the 10 out of 10, if I can be honest.
Really?
You rate it whatever you want. I'm not trying to push you one way or the other. There's a lot going on.
I'll give it a 9. That's a lot of muscles to try to paint.
That's a very good point. Lots of muscles in that one.
Yeah.
Let's count them. No, I'm just kidding. All right, well, I'm out of pictures, so...
And this is the final question.
Well, then this works out perfectly for everyone.
Would you rather have one of your wrestling paintings become so iconic that it officially changes a wrestler's entire persona going forward, or write a romance novel so powerful that two wrestlers actually fall in love and live happily ever after because of it?
Oh. That's a tough one.
I like that. That was a good question.
Yeah. Well, because the first one glorifies me, right? In a way.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The second one is true love, and that's so hard to come by and so rare. And I would never want to take that away from somebody. Like, if I had the power to like help someone find their true love and they were really happily ever after like that, that would be such a priceless gift to give to them.
Oh yeah. Is that what you'd go with then?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think
that's a choice.
So.
That's a good selfless choice. Well, good.
Well, wait. Also though, you do get a little something because you're the one that wrote the story about it. So you'd probably be like invited to the wedding
or
something.
It's not 100%. And you still get something.
You would. I'm just saying you would still get a little recognition from that. That's not what it's about. But also, it doesn't hurt.
Also, like the painting would be officially changing the wrestler's entire persona going forward. So they would get something out of that. Like that would be helping the wrestler.
In a bad way, because that could
change. It's up to your interpretation.
I think...
Edged sword, you know.
Yeah,
I think the happily ever after aspect. I agree with Stella's Stella. Choice.
Well, well, that's all the questions I've gotten. That's all the pictures.
I have no more pictures left. Sorry.
Well, now it's time for Room for Cream, Sam.
Oh, I got this picture.
Oh, you have another picture.
Hold on.
I don't even know those guys.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool. You made that?
No, my wife did at a, what's the plate paint? We're supposed to go there. There we go. Thank you.
Oh, I love that.
She did a work event that was there.
Okay. She did a great job.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Anyways, I'm going to do my Room for Cream. Okay.
Give it to me.
All right, so it actually involves asking you guys a question. So the West Coast weather has surprised me. It was 90 degrees on Sunday, and we don't have AC in my apartment. It was like being in one of Jesse Blair's stone ovens. I had to go get groceries and walk home with them, which meant I almost ruined my popsicles. I have an obsession with Outshine's mango popsicles. They're sort of like coffee, where if I don't get to enjoy those delicious flavors, it just feels like a bad day, like it's wrong. So I start my day with coffee and I end my day with the sweet, sweet taste of mango popsicles. Do you guys have any weird things like that? Like I feel like after dinner, my stomach doesn't settle until I eat and enjoy one of those flavorful, mouthwatering, delicious popsicles. Do you have anything that if you don't do it on a day, it doesn't feel like the day was a good day? So like when I wake up, if I don't have coffee, I'm like, this day sucks. You guys don't have that.
I am not consistent enough with myself and my behavior to have something like that, but I respect it.
You should try getting addicted to popsicles.
What's the popsicle I ate at your house that one time?
That was the exact same popsicle that I'm talking about.
It's a good popsicle.
It's a delicious popsicle.
It's a good popsicle.
And my day wouldn't be good without it.
I did have a really good day that day, now that you say it. I'm addicted to Sailor Jerry's mango pops. What are they called?
That is completely not what I said.
I know, I wasn't listening at the beginning.
Outshine's mango popsicles. The brand is called Outshine. Stella, you should probably go to the grocery store when we're done with this podcast. You get your hands on one of those mango popsicles, it's going to change your life.
Yeah.
You'll be writing a romance novel about you and Outshine. What's it called?
You were right.
Outshine's mango tango. Okay, ooh, you can call it that.
Words. That is, ooh, you read it.
The Mango Tango.
You're the title man.
I do have a coffee thing, but I mean, ooh. I guess that would be.
That's okay. That's, see, and because it's one of the best things that there is.
What?
Coffee. You start it off. Oh. See, I start off hot because coffee, and I go to bed cold, popsicle. All right, now it's time for.
Wait. Did the popsicles make it home?
Yeah, they're fine.
Oh, you fucking threw that part in there. It scared me. I thought the popsicles didn't make it.
I understand the fear. I had the same fear, you know. And when I got home, the first thing I did was rip that box open and check those bad boys. And I dropped to my knees and I just thanked the universe for creating such a good box to protect these from being destroyed by the sun.
Bless that
anyway,
box.
It's time for friend of the show, First Lady of Cremerica, and the cult of cream, that's Wrestle Rugs came up with. Jesse Blair.
Hello, hello. It is
Hi.
The First Lady of Kramerica, Rosetta Stone, Jesse Blair, calling in.
That's what I said.
So this week, I will be moving to my new apartment.
Which
nice.
To the inevitable question, who would be the best stable to help move with? I think the easiest answer for that is the conglomeration. You've got Roddy. You've got Kyle O'Reilly. I think it would be cool to have moral support for Willow and OC. OC won't be the most helpful, but, I mean, Willow's going to get it done. And yeah. You're going to have Big Tom there. And, by extension, honorary members, you've got Big Boom AJ and Big Justice. So that should be fun. Alrighty.
Great question.
I like that. That's a really good one.
Well,
good luck with your move.
Yes.
Before all else. If you need help, Hot Joe would love to come back.
I will fly out there, and I will help you move into your new apartment. I feel like the conglomeration is a great choice. I would pick the Don Callis family, though, because there's so many members that I feel like I wouldn't have to do much work.
I was going to say the NWO, because they have so many members that it's like a box a person.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Stella? What faction would you pick to help you move?
How about the Triangle of Madness?
Okay. Oh,
can
yeah.
I pick that one? And the Sisters of Sin, and they just seem like a fun bunch to hang out.
I like
out.
That.
Very true. That's true. You get a piece of pie afterwards, and you enjoy it with them.
Yeah, and then I think that like if I was hanging out with them, I would be in the hot girl group average. You know, like they could like up my
okay
my average.
That's why I was going to hang out with them too.
You know.
That's why yeah. I picked the NWO.
Yeah. Scott Hall, Stallion. Plus, you know, Tekla could probably do the backwards crawl thing. You put a couple
boxes. You put a box on her tummy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I can't do it.
Well, no.
I've tried.
That's why it's impressive when she does it.
Hold on. I'm going to try real quick. I mean, keep doing whatever we're doing, but I'm going to try.
I want to watch.
Well, I'm doing it right now.
He's really doing it.
Well, he's really attempting it.
How did you see me? Room? Did you see no. me do it?
No, you're down there. We were up here.
Oh, I'll move the camera next time.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Next time.
Yeah. You did it though. You did it really
even,
well.
Even pretending to do it, I hurt my neck a little bit because I actually was an idiot and tried.
Well, Sammy,
I picked the NWO.
What's your room for cream?
I got three, but they're really fast.
Okay.
The one is I'm playing this game on my phone called Retro Bowl, and it's just like a football game, and it's really fun. So shout out Retro Bowl. The other one I had is I think I talked about it a month or so ago about monster trucks.
Yes, you did.
Did I say I was going?
You did.
Did I bring that up at the time?
I think.
Well, I got to see monster trucks for the first time ever in my life. That was cool. I never seen it before. Have you seen them?
Oh yeah, when I was a kid, I went there a couple times.
Stella, monster trucks?
I haven't. You know, I think my boys, when they were little, they would have mm-hmm. liked sort of thing, but they're big now. And they
like it. I'm going to say I saw, you know, it's definitely a family, younger children family event.
You wouldn't want to go by yourself.
Oh, I 100% would that's what I was going to get to is like, I think that's obviously like the main people they're getting there and the main people they're advertising for. But there is definitely a group of, I'd say, I'm not good with like ages, but I'm going to say like high school age or maybe like college age, like, I don't know, three or four dudes. And like, they weren't like being like drunk, rowdy idiots or anything. They were just there to see it.
Oh.
So I think you like could go as an adult. You'd probably feel weird, but once you get past that, it was, I don't know. It's cool.
I'm myself and I put in earplugs. So like, yeah. Doing anything, trust me.
Well, then go to monster trucks next time they're wherever in Arlington or wherever.
I don't feel weird.
It's sweet.
Came in an AEW ring.
Hit the wrong button.
Why? I can't believe you used none of those for the story.
No, what the fuck?
I have come.
We got to do the whole show over again.
What did the? I have the Tekla one. I could have used too.
But you kept on coming.
Oh, if you would have played that, I would have had a way better story.
And
Dong.
I should have put The Undertaker in it.
Well, he was not in AW.
Yeah, but everybody knows who Undertaker is. But yeah, so Monster Trucks is sweet.
Oh, yeah. That's the second room for cream of yours, right?
Yeah, those are just quick ones. I couldn't, like, I wanted to flesh them out more, but that's all I had. So Retro Bowl is a game on my phone that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And if you get the chance to see, there's a bunch of Hot Wheels has Monster Truck show. That's that. The one coming around right now is like Glow in the Dark, or it's Glow in Fire.
Huh.
I don't know the name, but all the monster trucks have like neon. Not, I'm sure it's not neon, LED lights, I guess I would call it. Say.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. It looks like cosmic bowling.
That's cool. I always just thought there was only Monster Jam.
No, and I think they have Motocross too. Motocross?
I've seen that too.
Mortarcross.
It's spelled moto, but we say motor.
I thought it was spelled motor. I can't say.
No, it's motocross.
Yeah, I don't know.
But in these units,
dirt biking. They're dirt biking.
Biking. I like that.
They do that at the Hot Wheels one, I think. Either way, so I got to see Gravedigger.
Well, that's cool.
Everybody knows Gravedigger.
Yeah. Did you get to see Paul White and Hulk Hogan's Monster?
No.
Yeah.
I wish wrestling still sponsored. Like, now wrestling, they're getting all their stuff sponsored.
Yeah, that's very true.
It was cooler back when we were kids because they were sponsoring.
Yeah.
I don't watch, like, NASCAR or anything, but I remember they would sponsor NASCAR.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. For sure. NWO had a car for sure. I want to say WWF had one. But then obviously the infamous Hulk Hogan, the giant monster truck battle,
mm-hmm.
which will probably end up being a show on that we do at some point. He threw once a thing and he killed him, but he didn't kill him and he showed up. And then my last one was a cool thing I saw. Well, I guess it's not because it's kind of sad.
Oh,
but I just found it. I found it to be interesting. So just because something's sad doesn't mean it can't be interesting. And it doesn't mean you can't share it for the sake of discussion and knowledge.
Thank you.
So somebody posted this thing. I don't know if it was like their like screenshots of their tweets or whatever, telling the story of how they were in a Facebook group where everybody pretended to be ants. Have you seen this?
No, but I like it.
So they said everybody was pretending to be like an ant colony together. So like randomly somebody would be like, hey, there's a goldfish. Are those crackers?
Yeah.
There's a goldfish cracker on the floor. We should go get it. And then in the comments, there would be like 50 people that would comment lift, but it would be like capital L space, capital I space, capital F space, capital T. So that's kind of how they would like talk. So this goes on and on for a while. And then somebody points out like, hey, for blind people or sight impaired, whatever you call vision impaired people, if they're using like a screen reader, it doesn't work when you type like that. Like it throws the whole thing off. So it's kind of like, would you mind? And it's the person said like half the people were like, yeah, of course, we want all the ants to be cool. And then the other half of the people were like, nope, fuck them, which is strange.
Wow. So there was.
They said like capital F space, capital, you know what I mean? They still were typing in that way, but that's how they did it.
Yeah.
And then the person said just like, yeah, it was weird that like everything was cool. Everybody worked together. And then that came up.
Right.
And then it turned into this. And then after that would happen, they would get into these weird, obviously made up like situations where if I was in there, I got into a spot where I was hurt and I needed help. Like I broke my ant leg trying to get a cherry. I don't know. And then it turned into half the people being like, all right, we got to go help this ant. And then the other half of the people going, nah, fuck that ant.
Jeez.
And then the person quit the group because it was so weird. And I just thought that was such a strange thing. Just the initial concept of a Facebook group of people pretending to be an ant colony is interesting enough on its own. Then you add in this like the sociological
social experiment kind of a thing, but not purposely.
I thought it was interesting. And I bet both of you think about this at least once tomorrow.
I'm going to think about it when we're done with the show.
And then anybody listening is going to think about it at least once whenever the tomorrow.
I didn't know something existed.
See? Me neither.
I like it, though. And I think it's very interesting. There was like basically a split. People were like, I'm on team, fuck those blind people. And we're on team, let's be nice to them because there's
like, hey, like, you know. So I'm sure you could look into that deeper if you wanted, but.
I'm going to. This is going to be the rest of my
life. I just thought, isn't that interesting?
I like
it. Or strange? I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, Retro Bowl is a cool game if you like a little weird little old football game. Monster Trucks are sweet. All ages.
If you like
go next time.
Trucks.
I mean, they even do them at like the fairs and stuff I saw around here. They'll do fair at like different fair county fairs or whatever. They'll get a monster truck or two to crush some cars or whatever. Not a lot of car crushing, if that's what you're going for, though. I will say that. I think A lot of they, at least for Monster Jam, they do a tournament, a race tournament, where they have to go, like, they go around this part, then up over here, then back, and then whoever gets does it first. Like, two at a time, each on their own side. Then they do the trick competition, and then the last thing is, like, a freestyle thing? I don't know.
Shit.
I can't remember. But those motherfuckers, they fly. I don't know. It's crazy, man.
And then also ants.
And then also there's the ant colony thing. Yeah, thank you for helping me get
that. Which is the best one?
The Facebook ant. That's why I saved it.
Makes sense. Well,
but that's all I got. Give me who's next.
Ronald Two Legs. Now, Stella, this is the audio engineer for Absolute Intense Wrestling, the indie promotion of Cleveland, Ohio. He's the one who pretty much hooked us up with everybody else.
Ronald Two Legs is the reason we're here today. I'll say it.
Hey yo, boys.
What's up?
Hey yo.
Okay.
Ronald Two Legs.
Yes, yes. Come on.
Greetings. How are you guys?
Speed it up.
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay.
This is long, it looks like.
Room for cream. I remembered it this week.
What is it?
I remembered what it was.
Just say it.
My room for cream this week from the all-time number one best creamsman that ever creamed on the podcast Wrestling Cream is who is going to be Dan Austin's partner at Backlash? You know, who's going to be his tag team partner for his first pay-per-view? You know, it could be a lot of things, I guess. Depends how they want to, you know, handle this. But it's just interesting.
This isn't even halfway
to see
done.
How they handled him.
It's still more than half of this left.
The fact that he's everywhere and making all this money is fantastic.
Sure.
Top three merch seller.
What do you guys think is going to be Danhausen's first tag team partner and his first.
You've already asked that.
First. PLE that's not WrestleMania, I guess. You have to preface it with that because it's not WrestleMania. So.
Yes.
Match count is at 6,222.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's amazing.
He's definitely not telling the truth.
All right, boys. We'll see everybody.
There's still one-third left, and he's saying goodbye?
10 days for Absolute Intense Wrestling. 10
days.
21, 21st anniversary, 21 years. The wrestling business is pretty interesting. Mance Warner.
5:15.
Yep.
Lobe Iron.
To name a few, is going to be
there.
A couple of non-regular AIW people.
Oh, my God, Ronnie.
Yeah, come see all your favorite AIW superstars.
Do it.
I'll even be walking around the building drinking somewhere, so come say hello to me. All right, love you. That's
works.
Too long. This is a two-minute message. Ha-ha. You guys probably complain about how long it is.
He knew it.
All right.
He knew.
Goodbye. Goodbye for now. See you next time.
Bye. Love you. I feel like his room for cream was just making a two-minute room for cream to get to you.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
but
he asked the question twice, and also he says he remembers his room for cream for last week where he called and couldn't remember it, and there was no way that it was that because was the tag team.
I think that just happened. Didn't that just happen this week? Well, he probably knows because he's buddies with Danhausen.
That's true. That's very true.
I should have had Danhausen on the wheel.
Well, he's not
very nice. Very nice, very sexy. That'd be the name of that book.
Well, I guess CM Punk probably.
No.
Why not?
I want it to be John Cena. Cenahausen.
Ooh.
See?
No, how's
I don't know. I don't know who his tag team partner is going to be. I would say R-Truth, but he's already in a tag team. He'd be Truthausen. See how easy it is? I love it.
What if it's like the Boogeyman?
Oh, dude, I hope you nailed it.
That'd be cool.
Boogeyman would be sweet. Stella, you don't watch WWE, right?
Not much, but I'm thinking Jey Uso. They could, like, Yeethausen.
Ooh.
That's a t-shirt that they would
100%
make.
Very yeet, very evil.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or I'm like, he could like start eating curses. I don't know.
That's cool. You can cover a lot more ground when you're eating.
Wow. Cursing the whole crowd.
We needed to get an author on here for that kind of action.
Yeah.
I like this.
You know what I liked is that Ronald Two Legs didn't even tell us who he thinks.
He said himself.
No, he didn't.
I don't remember. Did he?
He didn't tell us. He says asked us a question, and then he didn't even tell us his own thoughts.
Because that's, you got to understand as being in the wrestling media, like we all are, actually.
We're basically journalists.
People want to know what we think.
True.
I'm always asked.
For all three
every
of us.
Every day of my life, people email me. Yeah. Like, HJ, what do you think?
We talk about it, kind of, once a week. Stella knows people. You're making connections through your art. So, I mean, sure. We're in the know. We're three people.
You're right.
In the know.
You're right. You're right. So, yeah.
That's what I know. I know that we're in the know.
I know that, too.
Well, Stella, what's your room for cream?
Yeah.
Well, so do y'all know that you can teach cats to, like, use the bathroom, like, in a toilet?
I've seen people do it on the
I don't buy it, but I've seen it done,
okay,
like, online.
You don't buy it. And neither, I have a cat. He does not use the toilet.
Okay.
But I was visiting my parents, and
they
cat,
use the toilet.
Yeah. So the cat follows me around, like, everywhere because he likes me and stuff like that. And he came into my room, but he didn't come up into my bed, you know, for pets, like he always does. He went straight to the bathroom. Sure. And I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah, what's the cat doing?
That's not like him.
Yeah, and I went in there, and the cat was sitting on the toilet peeing.
Really?
Oh, dude.
Yes. And I was like, what? So I was like, Dad. Did y'all teach the cat to use the toilet? And he goes, no. And I
go, just learned it?
I go, well, he was using the toilet. Like, yeah. And he goes, well, he's a team player. That's what he said.
Good response.
And so I told my stepmom, I go, hey, the cat was using the toilet. And she goes, I thought he was doing that.
Who's been pissing in my toilet?
I go, did you teach him? Did y'all train him to do that? And she said, no, they didn't train him to do
that. That's amazing.
And she kept getting mad at my dad for peeing on the toilet seat for flushing the toilet. And it was the whole time it was the cat.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's a cool story.
I know. And so, like, I was thinking about it, and it's like, you can train cats to use the toilet, but some of them just use it. Like, they see their humans using it.
And they just figure it out.
Yeah, they just figure it out.
I always thought it... Or go on, sorry.
Oh, well, I was going to say, well, because he likes me and he thinks he's my friend, he wanted to use my bathroom.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, definitely.
I thought if maybe you go in his litter box, then he'll be like, well, now I guess we share. I'll go in your thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like he
thinks
we're in the same colony or something. And,
yeah, I like that. That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
I know, but isn't that crazy? That was
it's one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
I thought that you had to, like, trick them and you'd put, like, I thought people put, like, a litter box, on the toilet. That's how you, like, if you're trying to. Okay.
They trained him. No.
But then this cat just does it. What's it, if you don't mind me asking, what's the cat's name?
His name is Ninja. And today is his birthday. He turned 16.
Birthday Ninja. Are you serious? I got cats too, so I like this even more. Happy birthday, Ninja.
Ninja. Ninja. And
go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
And he might have actually met some wrestlers before too, but that's a different story for a different day. Whoa. But
you're just trying to get back on the show.
He might have met some wrestlers and won them over, and they love Ninja.
Really?
Hell yeah!
I'm getting an idea.
Lead guy. He sounds used like my bathroom. You know.
He's a very fascinating cat.
I love him. This is great. I can't believe a cat. Does he poop on the toilet?
I don't know. They didn't know he was.
I was thinking, like,
I just found
him.
Who took this little shit in my toilet and didn't flush it?
I think
that's what I'd be thinking.
In the toilet, I don't think he does the number twos. I think he just, but like, it was the craziest thing. I was like, excuse me, do you need some privacy? You know?
Yeah. Like,
what if? Wouldn't it be even more crazy if he was like, no? You were like,
honestly. I would still find the being able to figure out the potty part.
That's very true.
More so than the talking and be like, yeah, animals can talk. I believe that. I've seen enough movies
where
animals
can talk. Too.
How many movies you see where the animals use? I feel like I've seen one with a bear on a toilet. But besides that.
Only in Bruce Almighty. And it's because he had the powers of God to make the the dog used the toilet, but like this was
not... Oh, that was funny.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this was not one of those things. It was just, the cat just...
Shit.
He just figured it out. Pooped.
I'm happy for the little guy.
Yeah.
I love this. I'm happy for us that we got to experience this on his birthday.
Yeah,
on his birthday. Yeah, today's
his
birthday.
Of his birth.
Yeah.
Well, sure. That's very cool. Next time, yeah, maybe Ninja comes on too.
Yeah, he could tell you about the wrestlers he's met.
I'd love it. I'd love to hear them.
I don't care about that. I want to see him go on the toilet.
Yeah.
I want to see this cat take a pee.
Video it and then send us in and we'll put it. We'll edit it in.
Go ahead, clip that. I want to see this cat pee.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for Wrestle Rugs, the final room for cream of the night.
Oh, our good friend.
What's up, boys?
What's up?
It's Wrestle Rugs.
Wrestle Rugs.
AKA the official third man coming at you with an RFC. Boys, I think I'm going to try a haiku.
Ooh.
You ready?
All right. No.
Will we see the New Day in a E-dub? No, that's not right.
I think that's
iambic pentameter.
Who?
I'll get him next time. All right, love you, boys.
Well, all right.
What did he say?
He said it's a pentameter.
Diameter?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is, but maybe we'll start doing those.
I only know of haiku. Well, that was still a great try.
I don't know if that was a haiku.
Yes, we will definitely be getting those little guys in AW.
You think so?
Yeah, I was listening to Bully Ray earlier talk about how they got to go to TNA, and I'm like, you fucking idiot, Bully Ray. There's no way. They're going to AW. Why would anybody want to go to TNA?
I would imagine, why wouldn't you go to... If you're at the level they're at, why wouldn't you go to AW?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're not like just two jabronis. You know what I mean?
Or, I mean, vice versa. If AEW got rid of somebody or their contract came up or whatever, and you're at a level of notoriety like the New Day, why wouldn't you go to WWE?
Right. You would be like, imagine if Hangman was like, yeah, I'm going to go to TNA. You'd be like, what? Hangman?
TNA's better, but than it has been at certain times. I don't think it's like perfect or anything right now, but it's still viewed at, I feel like, as like a tier down.
It's not. Yeah, it's definitely not on the level of AEW.
No, I think they're still behind them. Honestly, they're probably top five, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Just because I don't pay attention to enough to say for sure a power ranking of professional wrestling organizations.
What about you, Stella? Do you think that the New Day is coming to AEW?
I mean, you never know. I think that would be the better choice for sure.
For sure. Would you like to see them there?
Of course, yeah.
Not really.
No.
Not for me.
They should sign there. I hope they don't, though.
Yeah, that's funny.
No. I don't know. I don't like how TNA is doing stuff with WWE and like not letting.
Yeah, that's lame.
Not participating in the indies in a cohesive way. Like what I love about the indies is that they'll pull people from AEW and then maybe you get to see an AEW star wrestle.
Yeah,
or you
for sure. Yeah.
And so what I love about the wrestling community is really all the wrestlers are very interconnected with each other.
Oh yeah.
Very true.
And so when you go to these shows, sometimes you'll see a wrestler who's there watching their best friend or their boyfriend at a show or something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So
I really wish that, I mean, this is me going off on a tangent, but I really wish WWE and TNA would be more inclusive.
Yeah.
And let the wrestlers do some of the indie shows, you know, do it for us, do it for the fans.
Right. I would. WWE people would definitely draw a lot for the indie promotion too.
Well, yeah. And that's what I was going to say. It's only going to bring, if I get to see, like, I know it's not going to be Roman Reigns and Randy Orton fighting in a gym.
Right.
I get that. But like, still people at a certain level, like if you're on TV, that's a big deal. Like, people see you on TV, that means you're a TV star to like us as wrestling fans.
So if you, here at DFW, they have bigger indie shows where they bring bigger, you know, people.
Yeah.
That's going to make me, I don't want to say maybe like the wrestler more, but be like, maybe I make that connection with them at that indie show. Not even meeting them or anything, just the match they happen to have.
For sure, man. I mean,
why would it not? Yeah, maybe not. Like I said, it doesn't have to be your top of tier, whatever, world champions or whatever. But they got enough people on these rosters. Send them around.
I went to the AIW show. I think you were there with the one with Thunder Rosa. Sam?
No, you stopped at my house and took my poster, though.
Oh, that's right. That was that show. So we went.
Well, it wasn't
show.
Him. It was my brother, but whatever. We weren't friends then.
His brother is referee. His name is
World famous referee.
He's a referee in their local promotion. But Matt Cardona and Thunder Rosa were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Cardona and his, they both were doing like autographs and pictures before the show and like after the show. And pretty much nobody was in Matt Cardona's line, but their line for Thunder Rosa was like out the door. And she's not like the top star. So I feel like if you had even like a, I don't know, some mid-carder in WWE at one of these shows, it would be getting a lot of people going there.
I'll say that, and we're not talking about my watching wrestling history or whatever, but things snowballed at the same time that when I started going to indie shows, however many years ago now, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, for AIW, the place we're talking about, they had, it was right after we discovered Lucha Underground and actually found that my buddy has the channel it was on. So that was the big thing about Lucha Underground. It's like, hey, this show's really great. It's just you're never going to be able to find it because nobody carried El Rey or whatever.
Yeah, El Rey.
But they had Pentagon at one of their shows, or maybe, and this was probably between like the first and second season of Lucha Underground, whenever that was. And that was the most people I've, at least at that point, that I'd ever have seen at one of their shows. And all of them were, not all of them, but a big chunk was there for him. And he's on a TV or whatever, a wrestling TV show that most people can't even find or would know how to find.
True.
So, I mean, just that, much less your AEW or your next level of WWE as far as distribution.
Oh, sure, yeah.
People see, I mean, that's going to bring in a ton of people.
Oh, yeah.
So they need to do
it. Why not? So you screwed it up, WWE.
Maybe if we write them some kind of a romantic novel where the superstars of WWE
fall in love with
the wrestlers.
Nope. I'll tell you what you got to write the novel about. You want to know?
I would love to.
I'll give you 5 letters.
Okay.
H-H-H-T-K.
Oh.
Triple H and T-K.
Oh.
Now, that would be great. That's great.
Oh, that's what we want.
So we'll write this beautiful story. We'll send it off to WWE, and then bada bing, bada boom, we'll get it done.
We saved wrestling, guys.
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers.
Creamer.
We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
And then you have to blow kisses to the fans.
Yeah, but TKO aren't that bad. You know what, actually? TKO, pretty. I see what they're doing with the cuts. You know, you've got to protect the future.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you've got to save the bottom line. Nick Khan's starving at home. He's gonna make his money. What's he going to do, pay someone up? No. Nick Khan needs to get his fair share of the profits as well.
We need it to be like this now, so in 3, 4, 5 years' time, then we can start raising the wrestlers' pay.